Okay, we're on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. We already learned the Mishnah. We'll just repeat it just for continuity's sake. Hamotzi olchem fachas make a shear b'kli. If somebody carries out food less than a shear and he carries it out in a kli, pater af al hakli, even on the kli, pater on the food because he didn't carry kashir, and he's pater on the kli because shakli tfeilalo. The kli is only secondary for the food. Es achai b'mita. If you carry a live person or animal, we'll see about the animals in a few minutes. Pater af al hamita, even pater for the bed, because again, shamita tfeilalo. You pater on the carrying the live being because of the principle of chai nosa es atzmo, which we're going to see in a few minutes in Amar Aleph, and you pater for carrying the bed because the bed is tuffel to the person. Es hameis b'mita, but if it's a mace on the bed, chayev, then you're chayev. V'chein, kizayis min hameis, kizayis min hanavela, for kizayis from a maze, a kizayis from a veil, a kadasha from a sheretz, and a dasha from a sheretz, chayiv. In all those cases, you're going to be chayiv. For Rav Shimon poter, Rav Shimon says you're poter. And this is the fundamental machalokas of malacha she'ain tzricha legufa. According to Rav Yehuda, you're chayiv, and according to Rav Shimon, you are poter. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Hamotzi ochlin kashir, if somebody carries out the proper amount of food in bekli, within a kli, so chayiv ala ochlin. You're chayav for carrying out the food, upater ala kli, but you're pater for carrying the kli because the kli is tafel to the food. But v'im hoya kli tzarach lo, if you needed the kli for something, so you wanted the kli for whatever reason, then chayav af al hakli. You're chayav also for the kli, which seems to imply you're chayav twice, once for the food and once for the kli. So shmamina. We could bring a raya from here that we have this long-standing question regarding the issue of chatos, and we could bring a raya from here. Shmamina, we could bring a raya. Ochal shnei zeisei chelev behelam echad chayev shtayim. If somebody eats two kizesim of chelev, he eats the shear twice in one helam, in one period of forgetting, he should be chayev two. Because if you carry out two items in one period of forgetting, you chayev af al hakli. So too, if you eat two kizesim in one helam, you should also be chayev. You should also be chayev two. They're not really comparable because the eating is one act of eating, and it's, so some say it's because since it's two different items, it's food and a kli. So you have two different items, and you chayev for twice, and you carry it out in one maisa. That's the same thing as eating the same thing twice, two kizesim. So you should be chayev twice. Right? So Amar of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, no. Hacha, mayaskinon, what's the case over here? Kigon, for example, sheshogad al ha'ochlin, you were shogeg on the ochlin, vehizid al ha'kli, and you were mazed on the kli. As he carried out the kli, be mazed on Shabbos. But you didn't, you forgot there's something in there. So for that, you're a shogeg. So that's what it means, chayev af al ha'kli. You're going to get stila because you carried on Shabbos, be mazed, you carried the kli. You forgot that something in that kli. So that's what the Brisa means when it says that Yichayev Af Al Kli. That's what he holds. It's a whole separate discussion. If Yichayev Skil, you bring the carbon. But putting that issue aside, he holds that's how the Brisa is answered. No, certainly you don't have to pay. You don't have to bring two katos for one mistake. That's certainly not true. What's the case over here? You carried out the kli b'mazid. You're going to get skila for that. What about the chayev afal kli? Oh, that's b'shogeg because you didn't know there was food in there. So maskev lo rabashi v'afal kli katani. But it says the chayev also for the kli, which is mashma. That's the same avera. That's the same level of avera. But mashma the chayev also for the kli. It's mashma. It's the same level. Same severeness. Ela Amar of Ashi, Ashi has a different shot. Kigon, for example, Sheshogag Bazeh Ubazeh. You forgot both. You carried out both. You forgot it was Shabbos. Then, V'nodolo, you remembered you carried out the Kli. Then, V'chazar V'nodolo. And then at a different point in time, you remembered that you carried out also the food in the Kli. Ubeplukta, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and this is the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, which we had already, that if you remember at different times, you're chayav different karbonos. So according to Rabbi Ashi, who holds that it says Yichayev Af Alakli. He holds like the one of them. I think it was Rabbi Yochanan that Yedios Mechalkos. So by virtue of the fact that you remembered at separate times, that is Mechayev you an extra carbon. That's what the Brisa says, and I mean Chayev Af Alakli. If you remembered it at a different stage, you remembered about the food on Monday, and then you remembered about the kli on Tuesday, even if you didn't bring the carbon. We had a machlokas about that also. You're going to be chayef twice. That's what the price means when it says afal hakli. And according to Sheshes, he doesn't hold that the idios machalkos. You're only bringing one carbon. So what does it mean afal hakli? It's a little bit of a dochab. What does it mean? It means that you carried out the kli b'mezid, and then you carried out the food b'shogeg. So for the mezid, you chayef twice. One's a chatos, and one's skila. And that's how he answers the brisa. But nobody holds that if you eat two kizetim of chalev in one period of forgetting, then you chayev two. Nobody holds like that. Okay, next. Es hachay b'mita potter afal hamita. If you carry out the bed, if you carry out a live person on the bed, you're potter even for the bed. Lema masnisan Rav Nosson hi. We must say that this Mishnah goes according to the opinion of Rav Nosson, velo Rabbanan, and not the Rabbanan. The Tanya, because you have a brisa that says, Hamoti behema chayav oof lurashus harabim. If somebody carries out animals, behema chayav oof, bein lechayin ubein shchutin, whether they are alive or dead, chayav, you are going to be chayav for carrying. Rav Nosson Omer, Rav Nosson says, no, al shchutin chayav. If you carry out live, you're chayav. I'm sorry, if you carry out dead, you're chayav. Al chayin potter. If you carry out live animals, your potter. Why? Shachai knows it as atmo, because a live animal helps itself, it carries itself, so to speak. What does that mean, it carries itself? So Tosfos explains, in the second Tosfos, Shachai knows it as atmo, he says that it helps carry itself, therefore it's very light. It's very light. So Tosfos asks, so therefore what? There are a lot of light things that you can carry, and if you carry them, you're still chayef. Right? So Tosfos answers that the reason why you're putter because of chaynosa es atzmo is because there were no carrying of animals in the Mishkan. There were no carrying of animals in the Mishkan. There were only three animals, the Tosfos said, that they used to carry these in the Mishkan. The tachash, the ayil, and the chilazon. So the tachash and ayil they didn't carry. And the chilazon they trapped, but they didn't carry it because they wanted it to stay alive. Remember, we said the longer it stays alive, the bluer the dye is. So they didn't trap it. So those are the only three animals that were involved, and there was no carrying of animals. Since there was no carrying of animals, therefore you're going to be putt if you carry animals. That's what Tosfos says. So a lot of Mefarshim asked. I mean, we've said this already before. We take the Mishkan so far. Nobody would ever suggest. I mean, they didn't carry books in the Mishkan either. They didn't carry clothes in the Mishkan either. Forget inventions that didn't exist. Forget air conditioners. Forget that. They didn't carry chairs. The only thing they really carried were the planks. So why don't we say you only have to carry planks? Right? What's Tosfos saying? That since carrying wasn't in the Mishkan, since animals weren't carried in the Mishkan, therefore we can carry animals? I mean, if you want to go that, nobody will suggest you only have a Shabbos if you carry in the Midbar. The Mishkan was in the Midbar, so you only chayav if you carry the Midbar. Nobody's going to suggest that. So what's Tosfos saying? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, actually, in Yerideya, he suggests as follows. It's in Yerideya Chelek Aleph, Siman Beis, second Shiloh. He says that Adayin Yiksha, Ha'ach b'masa kal yosu chayav, ma teret harib b'zeh shlo hayav Mishkan. What kind of answer is that? That it wasn't in the Mishkan. So he says as follows: Tzarich Lomer, the Hu Mishum Dibadavar Chai Mukhrach Lasos Mishnayim. You can only carry somebody with two people: it's you and the guy you're carrying. Lachain Afshem Itzad Zehoy Yachayev Mishum Zeh Yachol VeZeh Eini Yachol. Right. So the guy who carries is going to be chayev because he's a yachol. The guy who's being carried is an Eini Yachol because he can't carry himself. Tosfos even says that he can't carry himself; it's impossible. Shein Hanesi Yachol Liyasei Es Atzmo Below Hanosei Shein Vhanosei Below Hanosei. The guy can't carry himself. Vhanoso and the carrier Yeshbo Koach Lunoso Afil Hoyameis Kitani Behuk Bakusha. Right, the carrier, even if the guy's dead, the carrier can carry him. So he's not helping. So he's an Eini Yachol. Never, we call Makom. Nevertheless, Me'achas Shalohayim Bezeh BeMishkan. Since it wasn't in the Mishkan, V'chaluk mimashayi b'mishkan. It was very far away from something that was in the Mishkan. There was no carrying of animals in the Mishkan. The nasa b'herkwach dafka b'shnayim. And the only way this could happen is if with two people. Loyal finim b'mishkan u'pater. You can't learn it out from the Mishkan, and therefore you're pater. So what Moshe is really saying is it's a combination of both. It's a fact that chai nos es atzmo. If you couple that with the fact that you always need two people, and you have a situation here of zeh yachol v'zeh ein yachol, since it was not in the Mishkan, therefore you're pater. It's the best I could come up with. But the theory is that the chai nos es atzmo, that he's making himself lighter. He's helping you carry him. So whoever you're carrying. So by the fact that he's helping you carry him, it's something like that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is the second Tosfos has a whole machlokes about children who cannot walk. Do we say chai nos es atzmo by them as well? This is all the whole discussion about kids that don't want to walk in the street. What do you do with them? So. Right. So if they can, right, it's a separate problem. First you have the problem of kids, babies who are too young to walk. Then you have a second problem of kids who can walk, but they refuse to walk in the street. So what do? It ranges from you can pick them up and carry them home, to you can't do that, you have to have a guy, or you can pass them along to your friend, walking, less than Dalai Lama's. The Ribi added like 5 pages on what you should do if the kid ever is stuck in the street and refuses to walk, if you live in a place without an Eruv. Just one more point. I saw the Tzitz Eliezer asked the question, and he doesn't have an answer, so he loses the Tzarachian. What about the worm, the shamir? What about the little tiny worm that cut through the rock? That was also an animal in the Mishkan. That was certainly carried. It was in the Mishkan also. And the Gemara says, if it could cut through anything, how did they carry it? Because it could cut through anything. So what did they contain it with? So the Gemara in Sota says, they contained it with, they would wrap it in wool, and they would wrap it in some kind of lead, and then it wouldn't try to go out of that. So that was carried also. He doesn't have an answer for that. The only answer you could come up with is maybe you could say that that's a special thing from Sheshes Mei Bereishis, and it's not a normal animal, so that can't be a rule. That can't be a rule for us how to behave on Shabbos. Some unique creature that was created just for Shabbos. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says we don't have to say that our Mishnah is only going like the Rav Nosson. Afilu Teima Rabbanon. We could even say it's the Rabbanon. Ad Kai Lo Pligi Rabbanon Aleha De Rabbi Nosson Elo Veheim Chayev Oof. The only time Rav Nosson argues. The only time the Rabbanan argue on Rav Nosson is by Behem Chayev V'Ov. Why? The Mishar Bite Nafshayhu. Because they don't like being held and they always try to squirm and get down. So they stiffen up and they don't help you carry them. Aval Adam, but a person, Chayno Setz Atzmo, when you're holding the person wants to be held, then Afilu Rabbanan Modo, even the Rabbanan would admit that Chayno Setz Atzmo by humans. By animals he won't agree, but by humans he will. What we learned in the Mishnah, the background for this Mishnah is that it's usher to sell animal behema gathas to goyim. Why? Because we're scared. If you sell them, you're going to come to lend them. And if you lend them, you're going to come to rent them. And if you rent or lend, they're really yours, and they're going to do work with them on Shabbos. So they really belong to you. So you're not allowed to have your animals do work on Shabbos. So you can't even sell them because the gezeirah, maybe you're going to lend them. That's the background. But Ben Beseira matir besus. Ben Beseira said it's okay to sell a horse. It's not a problem. Why? Betanya, we looked at a brisa. Ben Beseira matir besus. Why? Bebneshu osabo malacha she'ein chayavan alav chatas. Because what's the worst thing a sus is going to do? He's only going to do a malacha which you're not chayav for anyway. Sus doesn't plow. They don't plow. They don't help out in the field. All they do is provide you that they ride you around. So if you're on top of a horse, it's chai nos es atzmo. The horse is not the horse is carrying you. We just said that's not usher. That's not usher. Right? So you can sell a horse because the horse is even if you lend the horse to a guy, what's he using a horse for? He's using it to ride around. That's not issa there. Not issa daraisa. So you can sell horses. As the Ben Beseira said. V'amr Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Ben Beseira of Rabbi Nosson, Amru Dover Echad. Ben Beseira who said you could sell horses, and Rabbi Nosson who said, Chai Noses Atzmo. Right? They're saying the same thing. They're saying the same thing. It's in totally different context, but they're really saying the same thing. Rav Nosson says Chayin Osei Tzatzmo. He says you can sell animal, you can sell horses because all they're going to do is carry you. Chayin Osei Tzatzmo is potter. You can sell horses. It's saying the same thing. But the Gemara says the Iyamaita Delo Pligi Rabbanan Aleid Rav Nosson Ella Bebehem Chayiv Oof. If they don't argue by people, and Rabbanan agree that by people Chayin Osei Tzatzmo. Mishum de Misharbite, Nafshayu, because they stiffen up, animals stiffen up. It's animals you can't carry, because they stiffen up, they want to get down, but people not. So my area ben Beser of Rav Nosson, why did the Bryce over there, why did the Yochanan single out, oh, ben Beser and the Rabbanan, ben Beser and Rav Nosson, they say the same thing. But the Rabbanan also say the same thing. The Rabbanan also say that you can carry people. So Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, Ben Beseira and Rabbi Nosson, oh, they say the same thing. Chayin Osei Tzatzmo. The Gemara says, V'amarta filo Rabbanan Moda. The Rabbanan also admits. Rabbi Yochanan should have said, by the way, Ben Beseira and Rabbi Nosson and the Rabbanan, they all say the same thing. Why do you leave out the Rabbanan? Right, right. So what are you using a horse? That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is going to be, horses carrying not people. That's going to be the answer. What's the question? The question is, if you say horses carry people, and everyone agrees that Chayin Osei Tzatzmo by people, so why did Rabbi Yochanan limit it only to Rabbi Nosson? He should have included the Rabbanan also. So the Gemara answers, Kika Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vitzus HaMiyuchad LaOfos. We're talking about a horse which only carries birds. So the Gemara says, Umi Ikasus HaMiyuchad LaOfos? Is there such a thing? Such a horse that only carries birds? The Gemara says, In yes, Ika Debei Vaidin. There's a certain kind of birds that they use when they're hunting. When they're out on the hunt, Rashi explains, when they're out on the hunt, you only have animals, you only have a horse that carries only certain animals. Sorry, you only have a horse that carries birds. So, according to Rav Nosson, that's fine. Chayin Osei Tzatzmo, you can carry birds. According to Rabbanan, no. There's no Chayin Osei Tzatzmo by animals. So Rabbi Yochanan could not include the Rabbanan in the statement, because it wasn't true. Fine. Amar of Yochanan, but
no,
they're helping the hunt. They're helping on the hunt. The birds are on the back of the horse, helping the hunt because it's Rashi says they're hunting for other birds. So the birds are leading you to the other birds. So you have the horse taking out the birds on its back. Then those birds help with the hunt. So the horse is only carrying birds. So according to Rav Nosson, that's not there's no aveiron Shabbos. Chayin Osei Tzatzmo. According to the Rabbanan, we don't apply that by animals. No. The whole thing is even during the week. In other words, we made a statement. You're allowed to sell. What Ben Beseira said, you're allowed to sell a horse on Shabbos. You're allowed to sell a horse to a guy. Why? Because even if you lend it to a guy, what's the worst he's going to do with that horse? He's going to ride around with it himself, or he's going to make birds. He's going to put birds on it. Either way, you're not doing a malacha. That's what it is, right? You're not allowed to hunt on Shabbos, but. But we're saying, what is going on here? What is the horse about? Fine. But, Umodi Rav Nosson agrees that Bekapos, if the human is tied up, or the animal, Rashi says, either one. If either of them are tied up, then we no longer say Chayin Osei Tzatzmo. Why? Because they're trying to get down. Nobody wants to be tied up. So if the thing is tied up, then we say Chayin Osei Tzatzmo. Then we don't say Chayin Osei Tzatzmo. And Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Nosson agrees to that. So wait a minute. So Amalir of Adar Bar Masna La Abaya, Vahani Parsoi, there are these very fancy Persian people, the Keman de Kefisi Dami, because they're like they're tied up. Rashi explains, they wore very flowery clothes, very, very loose clothes, and the clothes were so loose, it was all on them, it was almost like they were tied up practically. They couldn't even move out of that. We said that Ben Beseira and Rabbi Nosson said the same thing. Now, what they say? They said that Chayin Osei Tzatzmo, basically. Now, Ben Beseira never limited his sale of horses to certain goyim. He said across the board you could sell it to goyim, even the Persians. Now, Rabbi Nosson's saying, but if you're tied up, then we don't say Chayin Osei Tzatzmo. And now we say the Persians are like they're tied up. So according to Rav Nosson, Persians should not be able to ride horses on Shabbos. Because if they're tied up, then we don't say Chayin Osei Tzatzmo. And we're saying that they're saying the same thing. It's mashma, they're saying the same thing across the board. Amr davar echad, through and through. Right? So it's a kasha. Everyone get the kasha? The Persians are considered tied up. How could they be chayno says atma? How could Ben Beseir say you could tell it to the Persians? So the Gemara answers, Hasan, they're not tied up. Rumus ruchahu denakat lahu. They're just haughty. They're just show offs. So when they're show offs, they ride around in this crazy clothes to look like they're tied up. They're not really tied up. I'll bring you a proof. Dahahu pardashka. There was an officer in the Persian army. The rasach malaka alivayah. The king got angry at him. He chased him around. Viraha tilsa parzai bikhwiyeh. He was able to run 3 miles to get away from the king. They could run fine. They're not tied up. Oh, they wear crazy clothes to be show offs that they look like they act. It could be maybe they're tied up at some level, but they're not tied up in terms of hilchas being tied up to being for considered for the halacha of chayin oset atzma. Fine. The next part of the mission said, "Es hameis b'mita chayiv." If you carry out a mace on a bed, you're chayiv. V'chein kizayis min hameis. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon said you're not chayiv because it's a malacha she'ein tzmichu l'gufa. I don't want the mace here. I just want it over. I want it out of here. I don't necessarily want it over there. I just want it out of here. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Poter Hayir Rabbi Shimon. Even if you're going to take the mace to bury it, we still say you're potter. Why? Even though the mace gets a benefit out of this, right? The object gets benefit, the object gets buried. It's not rotting in the sun. The mace gets a benefit. So if the mace gets a benefit, I might think that's malachat tzrichu l'gufa. It's for the guf, it's for the mace. I might think that. Right? So Shimon says, even in that case, you're potter. Why? Because the malachat tzrichu l'gufa has to be on the actor, not on the object. Because maybe you have a havamina. It could be for either one. Maybe it's either one. We're going to see in a minute. What? That's one of the reasons. There's no change. Yeah, true. But the object gets benefit. The object wants this. Like we're going to say in a minute, if you carry out something to fix it, right? Doesn't the object want? The object wants to be fixed. So I'm carrying out my shovel because it broke. So I'm going to go take it to fix it. So isn't that tzarech goof for the object? Right? We're going to see that in a minute. But a lot of mafarshim ask, but what about the fact that you're mekayem the mitzvah of burial? Isn't that a tzarech goof for you? Right? So the mafarshim ask, that could be true. But that's not the main reason you're doing it. The main reason you're doing it is because you want it away from here. We had this already before. If there's two motivations for doing something, what's your primary motivation? Your primary motivation is not maybe to be in the mitzvah of burial. Your primary motivation is to get it out of here. So we're not going to say that's not malacha tzrichah l'gufa. It's a malacha she'ain tzrichah l'gufa. Amar Rava, top line of Avad Beis, Umodir of Shimon, Bamar Lichbor Bor, Lamar Bamar Lichaper Bo, that if someone carries out a hoe, a shovel to dig, for Sefer Torah Lichros Bo, and he carries out a Sefer Torah because he wants to read from the Sefer Torah, the chayiv. You're certainly chayiv for that. You're carrying out with Tzarech Gufa. I want to read the Torah. So the Gemara says, Pshita. That's certainly Malacha Tzrich L'Gufa. The Ihaim Nani Malacha She Tzrich L'Gufa. If that's not Malacha Tzrich L'Gufa, He El Malacha Tzrich L'Gufa L'Rav Shimon Hechim Mishkachas La. If that's not Malacha Tzrich L'Gufa, then what is? Then you're never going to have Malacha Tzrich L'Gufa. So the Gemara says, Ma'aditema, I might think, Adi'ika L'Gufa, L'Gufa, U'L'Gufa. I would think you have to benefit both. Kigon, for example, Mar Lasas Lo Tas, I'm carrying out my shovel to fix it, to add another metal plate to the shovel, Vilachbar, and I'm going to shovel. Or Sefer Torah Lahagia, I'm going to have the Sefer Torah fixed, it's puzzle, and once I fix it, Likros Bo, then I'm going to read from it. I would think you have to have such a, that it has to be benefit both sides, the actor and the object. Hamash Malan, we don't say that. It doesn't have to be that. Only you. Not the object, right? If you bury the mace, that's not malacha tzrichu l'gufa. It has to be you. Next. Hahu shchava. There was a mace. Tahave bedruka, and it was lying there in the street. So Sharu of Nachman bar Yitzchak la'afuke le'karmelis. Rav Nachman permitted carrying the mace into the Karmelis. He permitted carrying the mace into the Karmelis. Amalei Rav Nachman, Amalei Rav Yochanan, Achu Demar Brid Rav Rana, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Kiman, who are you holding like Rav Shimon? Like Rav Shimon? It's Malchus Ein Tzvicha LeGufa. I don't want the Mate in the Carmelites. I just want it away from the sun. I was right sitting in the street. It's a bizayon. Right? Is that what you hold like? But Eimar the Pater of Shimon. When did Rav Shimon say it's Mutter? It's Michiyev. He didn't say it's Mutter. He said Michiyev Chatas. There's no Chatas for that. It's not a Doraisa. But Isiru Darabanan Mira Ika. It's certainly Asur Mira Darabanan. So how could you carry it? We're going to get to the Muksa problem in a minute. Amalei, so he said, hello, Kim, by God. The Aliyah's Bey, At, even you would have done the same thing. The Afilu Rabbi Yehuda Shari. Rabbi Yehuda also permits this. He holds Malacha Tzvichu L'Gufa, Malacha Shein Tzvichu L'Gufa's author, and even he would allow it. Why? To me, Kamin al Rosh Hashanah. You're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Well, the Carmel is Kamin. I'm talking about taking it to a Carmelist. A Carmel is on us in the Rabbanon. And Gadol Kavod HaBrios. Kavod HaBrios is so great that the mace shouldn't rot away in the street. Kavod HaBrios. Shadoch has Los Hasei Shabbatorah. It's Doka the Los Hasei of Batorah. Which Los Hasei? The Los Hasei of Los Sasser. Of listening to the Rabbanon. Meaning, it's Docha the Los Hasei of carrying to a Carmelis. Okay? That Los Hasei is Docha Kavod HaBrios. So if the mace is lying in the street, it's brading away, I can carry it to the shade, I can carry it to a Carmelis. Rashi says, you should also put a kikar or a tinuk on the mace, so you get around the muksa problem. Right? Then you're not touching muksa. Because we had this already, right? If there's a kikar or a tinuk on it, it becomes a basis to that, and then I can carry it all I want. That's what Rashi says. Others say, no, then you're carrying more things. Don't do that. Then you're carrying more things. It's worse. So there's a whole discussion about that. Tosa says, so why, when we had earlier the issues of carrying mace by muksa, why did we have to say, put the kikar or tinuk on it? So carry it out. It's covered in brios. Tosfos answers, but if we can get around the problem of muksa, let's get around it. We don't have to go out of way to do averus, even if we're covered in brios. So if you put a kikar or tinuk on it, you're saved. So do that. No, we said you could even do it on Shabbos. You could even do it on Shabbos.
That was
on Shabbos.
Right, that's
not until the Shusarab, was it? Probably not. It was probably to a Carmelis. But we put a kikar tinuk anyway because why not? Right. So why do they say this? Some say you put the kikar tinuk until you get to the Carmelis. Let's say it's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but it's rotting away somehow, or it's in Rosh Hashanah Ravim. Then you carry the kikar tinuk just to show people, just like it's like a trick really, and then you take them off. Right, just so people should see, they didn't just totally mati everything. They still have some semblance of Shabbos. Okay. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there, the Mishnah in the Goyim. Hatolesh Simone Tuma. If somebody pulls out, the guy's got Taras. So Taras is like white hairs in the Taras, right? White hairs sticking out. So he pulls out the white hairs. Doesn't want to have Taras, he pulls them out. Or the Hichveh HaMechiyah. Or he burns off the mechia. He's got a wound over there, some tzaraas. He burns it off. So over below sasei, you're over below sasei. What's the low sasei? He shamar b'negat tzaraas. Now let's do that, right? Itmar, and we learned achas mishtayim. If you pull off one hair from two, that's the aveira, right? Because in order to have tzaraas, you have to have two hairs. So if I have two and I pull off one, now I'm not going to be tumming. But achas mishalosh. What if you pull out one from three? So Rav Nachman Amar Chayiv, Rav Sheshes Amar Potter, it's a machlokas. Rav Nachman Amar Chayiv. Why? Because ahani ma'aisav. That helps. Why? E mishtalkla achadach risi. Because if another one somehow is going to get removed, then azal tumah. My tumah is going to go away. So I'm helping my tumah go away. That's an aveira. Rav Sheshes Amar Potter. It's Potter. Why? Hashtemiha itzil tumah. Because you're still tummy. What did you do? You didn't do anything. You had three hairs, you pull off one, you're still tummy. So, Amar of Sheshes, Mona Aminala, how do I know what I'm saying is correct? Ditnan, because we learned in our Mishnah, yesterday, today, Kizayis min ha-meis, Kizayis min ha-nevela, Chayev. Carry out these Kizayisim, you're Chayev. Ha-chatzizayis, but if you carry out a chatzizayis, it's mashma, you'll be putter. Only if you carry out the shear of Tuma, which is a Kizayis, to be mitame others. For Tanya, but we have another brisa that says Chati Zayis Chayif. If you carry out even a half, you're Chayif. So what's going on? So my love, it must be The brayso that says you're chayev to carry a chati kezayis, the apik chati kezayis mi kezayis. You had a kezayis of toying those tummy. Now you pull off a half a kezayis and you carry it out. By ripping the kezayis in half, you have removed this kezayis from being metame others, because it's less than the shear. So you have done something very significant. So your half a kezayis now is considered a size of chashuv. Okay? Therefore, you're going to be chayev for carrying that half a kezayis. V'hoditnan potter, and the Mishnah, our dig in the Mishnah that seems to imply your potter, that's the apik chatzikazayis mikazayis umechza. You took out one from one and a half. So you didn't change that object at all. So you're still going to, you still your potter, because you didn't carry out anything chashuv. It's only chatzikazayis. From a mace. Right? That's what he holds. So see, my Mishnah proves him right. No, because you made it less chashuv because you made it smaller, true. But you didn't remove the tumah capabilities. And if you carry out a half from one, you did ruin the tumah capabilities. Because a half of kezayis can't be makabel, can't transmit tumah, and one kezayis can. So by you carrying out a half, you've removed that piece from transmitting tumah. That's considered very chashuv. You did a huge thing. That's like ripping off one hair from two. Rav Nachman says, Aydi v'aydi chayev. Both cases you're chayev. I v'hodet nan potter. But we have a diak from our mission which says you're potter. So Rabbi Nachman says, yeah, over there, the afik chati kezayis mi meis gadol. Yeah, if you carry out one chati kezayis from a meis gadol, that has absolutely done nothing. That's like pulling out maybe one hair from 100 hairs. So maybe then you wouldn't be chayev, maybe. But if you carry out one chati kezayis from a meis gadol, Tosa says, lav dafka meis gadol, even three or four kezayisim. So that's not going to become reduced so much. So then you didn't do a maisa chashev, then even Rabbi Nachman would agree you're potter. Okay. Next, the Mishnah says, "Hanotel tziporin of zubizu." If somebody cuts his nails with one nail on the other, what's this Mishnah doing here? So, the Rashash says this Mishnah is here because this Mishnah is another key Mishnah of Malachas Shetzricha Legufa, which hopefully we'll have time to get to it. It's a huge, huge, huge discussion on this Mishnah. The last Mishnah talked about Malachas Shetzricha Legufa regarding Hotzah. We're talking about Hotzah basically for 3 months. And now we're back to Malachas Shetzricha Legufa in the context of gozes. You're not allowed to cut off your nails using one nail with the other nail. Forget a kli. Even using one nail from the other nail, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Gozes. That's considered normal. We're going to see that's considered normal. Beshinov. O Beshinov, or your teeth. V'chein t'airo, so to your hair. You pull out hairs with your hands, or even let's say hairs on your arm, whatever, with your teeth. V'chein t'sfamo, or your mustache. V'chein tekano, or your beard. V'chein also hagodeles, if you braid hair. V'chein hakocheles, you put on makeup. V'chein hakosekes, so machlokas, what this means. Either you do something with your hair, Rashi says, or you somehow put on some Rashi says, some rouge, some kind of makeup with dough. Rebeleza says in all these cases, you're chayiv, v'chachamim osir nechamim, and osir mishom shavos. Okay? That's the Mishnah. Amar Rav Elazar, machlok is biyad. The whole machlok is in the Mishnah is biyad. Avol b'kli, but if you use a kli, chayiv, everybody holds your chayiv. Does anybody have a problem with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, if you cut your fingernails one with the other, you're chayiv. Anyone have a problem with that? Nobody has a problem with that? Isn't it a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa? Right? Isn't it a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa? You don't need the nails. Right? No, no problem with that? No one has a problem with that? You're cutting the nails. What are you cutting them for?
That's the whole thing.
We're going to get to that. No, so in the time of the, in the Beis HaMikdash, what did they do gozes? They sheared the wool, because they wanted the wool. You don't want your fingernails. Right? So Tosfos says, this mission is going according to Yehuda. Malacha shein tzvicha l'guf is chayiv. That's what Tosfos says. The problem with Tosfos is that the Mechaber paskins this way. The Mechaber says, Simon Shin Mem, also litol saira otzi parnov, bein biyad, bein bekli, bein la'atzma, bein la'achayrim. Mogen Avram says, the only way you can answer this is, you need the nails, you want the nails. You're a very unusual person. To you, they're important. The Mishnah Berurah says, that can't be. That's such a dachuk thing to say, because we're going to have over here, we're going to have later on, about cutting out white hairs from black hairs. You want to look good. So you can cut out the white hairs. You're not going to do that even during the week, the Gemara is going to say in a few minutes. You're cutting out the white hairs from the black hairs. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what do you mean? You want that hair? Such a dachuk thing to say. So the Mishnah Berurah comes up with a huge chiddush. He found a Rivash, some early Achron, maybe a Rishon, who says that Gozes was in the Mishkan in another place. They used to take the skins of the Tachash, and they would remove the hairs of the skin of the Tachash to beautify the Tachash, to beautify the animal that they would use to cover the Mishkan with. So if you're cutting your nails because you want to look beautiful, that's Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa. There could be a case of Malacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa by nails, there could be, but not when you're cutting them because you want to look beautiful. So why does someone cut their nails? Why does someone trim their mustache? Because they want to look good. So that's Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa. There's a gigantic Bir Halacha going through this. Gigantic. But we didn't have time. I wanted to discuss something else. Maybe we'll do it the first thing tomorrow. About if a woman this is a Semayeya issue. If a woman forgets to cut her nails on a Friday night, what does she do? So the Bir Halacha, it'll take 1 minute. The Bir Halacha says, there's a machlok is what you do. She forgets to cut her nails. Cutting nails before going to the mikvah is a very old minhag. Shulchan Aruch passes that woman should do it. She goes, she forgot. She walks in Friday night to the mikvah, she forgot to cut her nails. What does she do? The Taz says she can do nothing. Because you can't tell a guy to do it, because cutting nails is a doraisa. Cutting nails is a doraisa. Can't tell a guy to do a doraisa. The shach says, what are you talking about? Cutting nails is only darabana. The rivash. So the rivash said, if you cut your nails to make yourself look good, that's a doraisa. But you cut your nails because you want to go to the mikvah, that's malacha she'tzricha l'gufa. So it's only darabanan. Amirul Akam's only darabanan. It's b'makom mitzvah. Go ahead and cut them. The guy can cut them. The shach passes like that. The guy can cut them. The Shach says, the Shach recommends that the guy should try to bite them off. Have the guy bite off the fingernails of the woman. It's even more durable, because you're making it more unusual. But if that's not practical, no one's going to do that, she can take out her scissors and do it. So the Shach passes the halacha. That brings up the issue of Misayeya, but she's sitting there helping the guy do it. So the Shach says it doesn't make a difference. That's all the discussion about. All stems from this two lines of Gemara. All this discussion about cutting the nails.
What does that mean? She can do nothing. She
can't go to the mikvah. She's stuck. What could she do? The Mishnah Berurah quotes this whole thing, and he says it's not a problem with the rivash, because when a woman cuts her nails to go to the mikvah, she's not doing it to beautify herself. She's not doing it. She's only doing it because it's a halacha. So that's not malacha tzricha l'gufa. So that's how he gets around that problem. Because he reinterpreted the whole Gozes. Okay. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it's certainly Pashat that our Mishnah is only talking about a case of Yad Biyad, because it says Zubazutanan. The Mishnah says, you're using Zubazut, you're using one hand to cut the nails of the other hand. So you, of course you're not using a Kli. So the Gemara says, no, Mahadatehima, I would think, Rabbanan B'Kli, Nami Patri, the Rabbanan even Pater a Kli as well. Vahadiktani Zubazut. And the reason why they say one to the other, Lo Dicha Kocha Der Belazar, to teach you how Machmer Belazar is, Kamash Malan, no. Everybody agrees if you use a Kli, you're Chayiv. That's very normal to use a Kli. Using your fingernails, that's already a Machlokas. That could be not normal. For Amr Belazar, Machlokas L'Atma. The whole Machlokas is you cut your own nails. Avo L'Chaveru, but if you do your friend's nails, especially if you're using your fingernails to cut off your friend's fingernails, Divri HaKol Potter. Everybody's going to agree you're Potter. So Pshita, that's Pashat. See, Parnav Tanan. The Mishnah says, your fingernails. So Ma'adatayim, I would think, if you cut off your friend's fingernails. Fahadatani, see, Parnav. And the reason why it says in the Mishnah, your nails. To teach you the Chumrah of the Kula of the Rabbanon, Kamash Malan. No, even if Belazar agrees, if you cut off your friend's nails, you're Potter. Fechein to Aaron, your hair also. Tana, Hanotel Mole Pi Hazug Chayev. If somebody cuts off an amount that can be grabbed by a scissors, you're Chayev. How much is that? That's two hairs. We learned elsewhere that only if you cut off for make a bald spot for a mace and you cut off that's two hairs and that's not with scissors. So it's mashna that scissors is a different shear. So the Gemara answers no. Also for karcha is two hairs. Someone cuts off a hair's amount, a scissors amount, b'shabes, chayev, yechayev. V'kam mali piyazug, shtayim, it's two. Belazar Omer Achas, it's one. But the Chum agreed to Rabbi Elazar, but Malaki Levonos Mitoch Shechuros, that if you cut off one white among the black, Shafilu Achas Chayev, even one you're Chayev. And V'davar Zeh Afilu B'chol also, you can't even do that during the week. Why? Bishom Shenem Al Yilbash Gebra Simlath Isha, because you're not allowed to copy women. Rashi says that that's how women used to do to make themselves look good, and if you do that, you're copying the women. It's the last sermon there in the Shulchan Aruch about doing things that you can't do because the women do it. Like wearing women's clothing. So this is under that category. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer line Tzipuran Shapirash Ruba Tzipuran that you cut off the robe of it Tzitzin and Tziporan Shapirash Ruba if most of the fingernails already off Tzitzin Shapirash Ruban and most of the cuticles off Biyad Mutar Bekli Chayev. So with your hand you can take that off at Shabbos but not with a kli. The kli Chayev Chatas. Chayev Chatas. The Gemara says Miyik Omidi the Bekli Chayev Chatas and Biyad Mutar. Such a thing? Such a contrast? Please, chayiv chatas, then with your hand you can do it. It's mutar l'chachila. So the Gemara says you're right. Hachik amar pirshu ruban biyad mutar b'kli patar v'lasa. If most of it's off, then you can take it off with your hands. With your kli you can't. V'lo pirshu ruban biyad. But if the majority is not off, patar v'lasa and b'kli chayiv chatas. V'amar Rav Yehuda halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana amar Biyochana v'hu shepirshu klape mala. The only time you can do this is if most of it's off. If it's klape mala, if it's towards the top of you. Rashi and Tosfos and Machlokas what this means. The Mishnah Berurah says they basically have to, the Mechaber says you have to be machmer like both. The Mishnah Berurah says therefore it's impossible. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure what the difference is. Umitzar was also only if it's harming you. Rashi says that it's at the top of the nail going down. Tosfos says it's next to the guf. I'm not exactly sure what that means. And the Mechaber says you have to be machmer for both. And the Mishnah Berurah says therefore it's impractical. One more second. Today's the yard site of Rav Shlomo Gansvi, the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So we'll learn one halach in his honor, Lila Nishmas, and it says, he says in Simon Pei, Sibif Nunhei, Tzitzin, Shehen Kimein Ritzuot Dakos, these cuticles, Shepirshu Ma'ora Ha'etzba Safavat Yiporin, he says, Asr Lahasirin Be'e Mekli Be'e Be'e Mishnayim, but, Veshipar Shnifer's Rubo, Vikarov Lehinatik Mitzairo, it's rove off and it's bothering you, he says, Mutal Hasiro Biyad, you can remove them Biyad. It's more makel than the Mishnah Berurah. Avalobakli. If you're more pirshu ruba, but if they're not rove off, usher afilu biyad, then you can't even do it with your hands. Today's shiur was learned Lila Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. And tomorrow we go more about the issue of gozes and see everybody tomorrow.
Why can't you, if you want to take off your fingernail because it's bothering you, it's not, you're not taking it, of course, you want the nail, you're not taking it.
But it's also
the
rabbanan.